Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rexrode from The Athletic. And it's been a very trying 36-hour period for our community with the tornado outbreak, the storms that rolled through late Monday night into Tuesday morning, and just everything that's gone on from that, the devastation, the destruction, but also the response that we've seen in our community. And the Nashville Predators have been a big part of that response. And to help us talk a little bit more about that, we bring in our good friend Sean Henry, Predators president and CEO. Sean, thanks so much for coming on with us this morning. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, guys. Good morning.
Absolutely. So, Sean, yesterday, first off, hope everything is well with you and your family. Joe and I were talking about, you know, just kind of leaving the game Monday night. We knew that, you know, rain was coming in, storms were coming in, but I don't think any of us kind of anticipated what would happen on Monday night. What was your experience like late Monday night and into Tuesday morning as you saw the events of the storm unfold?
Well, unfortunately, a lot like yours. You know, you're so egocentric, or at least I am. You're leaving the game. You're not feeling great about the result. You're down. You go home. You watch the game again. You kick the dog once or twice, figuratively, of course. And then about, 2 in the morning, we woke up and we had about 25 missed calls from my son, who lives in Germantown. You realize how fast what was happening, you know, came right to your front door, if you will. And, he was safe, and I was able to get out, but his place is devastated. And I think a lot of people woke up the same way that day, and I think everyone had a 25, 36-hour straight wake-up zone. And it does put everything in perspective. There's no doubt about it. And what's amazing about our community is how fast people come together. I mean, literally, people are just driving downtown into Germantown and East Nashville and, you know, even, you know, points west with cases of garbage bag, work gloves, and just an attitude to help people.
So your son's his place got damaged. Was he in it when this happened, Sean?
Yeah, he was. And, he was fortunate. He was with a friend of his. And I heard it coming, and then they got in the bathroom, and, you know, when it was all over, he came out, and everything in the place was blown out. I had to leave. It took him a couple hours just to go a mile or so. Very fortunate. His car was untouched. His friend's was destroyed. So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. This is an awful set of circumstances. And obviously,
but, again, we're lucky. I mean, that's the other. You know, we can look at that and complain about it and cry about it, or you can flip that over and say, my gosh, you know, look how fortunate we were. You know what you're supposed to do, and he did it, and we were able to get out. Unfortunately, there are 15, 20, 25 families that aren't saying the same thing today.
Absolutely, yeah. And, Sean, it's hard to find a positive at all out of this situation, but I guess the one positive would be that our community and the community in Putnam County and over in Mount Juliet, Lebanon, everywhere that's been affected, I think has responded exactly how we thought they would, and that is trying to lend a helping hand wherever they possibly can. What kind of steps are the Predators and you guys hoping to take in order to help these relief efforts? And also, I know you guys did a great thing yesterday opening up Bridgestone Arena around 11 o'clock to feed people some lunch as well.
Yeah, that was a knee-jerk reaction. I think sometimes we all have to step back and recognize we all want to do something. But you all, as the governor and the mayor said so well yesterday, and we all know it in our heart, you have to step back. You have to wait. You have to let the first responders do their job, almost stay out of their way, because the time to give and jump in and volunteer is going to, unfortunately, be in place for a long, long time. And we're going to be recovering from this for a while. But so our first thing was, okay, get out of the way of the first responders. How do we support them? So, you know, we had a couple hundred people at work yesterday saying, what can we do? How can we help? And the one thing we know how to do pretty well is cook some food and open up those doors and put a smile on people's faces. And that's what we did. You know, it's didn't really advertise it. You know, I don't know, 100, 200 people just walk in off the streets, get some pizza, some soda, some cookies. And then we had a chance to deliver that food to police precinct and a couple of other stations, again, without trying to enter the zone. So that kind of was our first step. And then obviously quickly had a meeting about what can we do, how do we rally, how do we use tonight's concert, tomorrow's game, Friday, Saturday's concerts as collection centers, as ways to raise money, bring awareness, bring a smile to people's faces as well. And AEG, the concert promoter for Dan and Shay on Friday and Saturday, and Dan and Shay themselves and us, we all agreed what we're going to be doing with that show. We'll announce that soon and how to what we're going to donate, you know, just from 35,000 people come through the doors. We're going to do something again tonight and then tomorrow. Well, special auctions, ways to donate, ways to give, and then that'll be somewhat of an ongoing thing. And then we have the SEC tournament that we're going to use that as well as a way to raise some dollars and awareness of how to give, how to volunteer. And then when we're kind of done with the SEC tournament, we'll be announcing the dollar amount, if you will, that we were able to generate and then what we're also matching that with. And hopefully those funds can go somewhere important. But the best part is we can all give. And Community Foundation makes it really easy. You just go to you might want to check my math on this, but cmft.org
yep.
to donate or to find out where you can just volunteer. If you're not comfortable just doing it on your own, go to hon.org. One place is an easy way to donate $5, $500, or $50,000. And the other is a really easy way for you and your family to jump in. And that's the amazing thing. I got here a few months after the flood, and I was shocked at how the remediation from the flood occurred. And it happened from neighbors helping neighbors, and it was families that still talk about it. That, you know, on a Saturday or a Sunday, that's what they did. That was their Saturday event. They went and just jumped into someone's yard, someone's living room, you know, whatever it took, and did it. We have a chance to do that as well. You know, it would be more fun to be talking about our games, wins or losses, by the way. But this is more important. It really is.
Yeah, and as Sean said, if you want to volunteer, sign up with Hands On Nashville at HON.org. You can also donate to the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee at CFMT.org. Joe, go ahead.
Yeah, Sean, we know obviously about some of the response in Minnesota, Chicago. What other kind of interactions have you had around the league? What kind of response have you seen?
Well, immediately, and that's why I love our industry. It's not just our league. I really love our league, of course. It's nice to be kind of the go-to league for, you know, when areas need it. And the outpouring from every team, I mean, it was unreal, from phone calls to texts to emails, and then the immediate response of Craig Leopold and the Minnesota Wild and what they did. And for them, it wasn't just a donation. It was a little more personal. For Craig, obviously, he loves this community. You know, the way they also lit up the way to donate, you know, for their fans. And the moment of silence was pretty impactful. And then I did not talk to anyone for the Blackhawks before they did what they did. Obviously, I did since then. And that's just pretty powerful when they do something. And then Gary Bettman, despite being in the GM meetings all day, checked in probably four or maybe even five times. I blamed him for the second goal last night because the phone rang right when they scored. but that's something when the commissioner of the league, you know, you start your morning off with a phone call from him, and he touches base two times during the day, and then, you know, at 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock at night, wherever it was, checking in as well. It really shows what it is. But the outpouring has been incredible, and I think the financial support that's going to come as well is going to be equally incredible.
Sean, last thing for you here. What would kind of your message be to the community, both here in Nashville, Mount Juliet, Lebanon, over into Putnam and Benton counties as well, everywhere that was affected? What would your message be as we all sit here as a community and try to heal together now?
I don't know if I'm qualified to give that advice, but I know for me, what we like doing is get moving. You know, you get activated, you take some action, and what's nice is everybody can help. We have the financial resources, donate some dollars. If you don't think you have any skills at all, you have the skills to help. Jump in and, you know, move some debris, bring a smile to someone's face. Pack all the supplies you stole from hotels and your soap and shampoos and baggies. Drop that off. I mean, it's small things will get us all through this. So when there's a tragedy in community, it doesn't matter what your resources are. Every single person can help. And let's face it, there's nothing better than knowing someone knowing that someone's reaching down to you and helping you up. I don't care who you are. Tornadoes don't know any socioeconomic boundaries, and I think we're all touched by this. So let's do what Nashville does, and I'm using Nashville in the greater term. I don't want anyone to send me any more texts for saying Nashville this morning, but as in a generic sense, Nashville picks up on each other, and it's a really incredible thing to be part of.
Nashville Predators president and CEO Sean Henry has been our guest here on Morning Drive. Sean, thanks so much for joining us, and obviously really happy that you and the family are okay. Best of luck as we move forward here together.
Well, same with you guys, and I look forward to talking to you more about what we can all do together to make the next few days, weeks, months easier and better and faster recovery than any of us thought could be possible. So thanks, guys.
Hey, thanks, Sean. Appreciate you. It really has been incredible to watch, you know, not only the community that we have here rally around what's happened, you know, just a short amount of time ago. I mean, you're talking about the last 36 hours, the response we've seen has just been incredible here in the community, but also league-wide as well. He mentioned there, I mean, the Blackhawks didn't really say a word about it. They just decided that that's what they were going to do, and they were going to try to help out in any way that they can. And that can be, I guess, the best way to say it is what's the best about sports, the way that it can bring people together, the way that it can kind of strengthen each other together as a common bond and make such a huge difference in communities when they're going through tragedies like ours, unfortunately, is right now.
Yeah, and Sean mentioned those websites, you know, cfmt.org. It's very easy to give a donation there. He mentioned HON.org, Hands on Nashville. I think it was Mayor John Cooper in one of the pressers yesterday. I think it may have been Governor Lee, but one of them said that the HON.org site had been crashing, which is, you don't want it to crash, but
it's also a good problem to have.
That tells
you
like how many people immediately want to get involved here. And you know, it's impressive. I'm not surprised by it.
I'm not either. I'm really not. And that's what we've come to expect out of our community, both here in Nashville, out in Putnam County as well. Just our area here in Middle Tennessee, I think we've always been known for coming together as a community. And everything we've seen since the storms came through late Monday night and into yesterday morning, the devastation, all of that is easy to see. The way lives have been ripped apart is just unbelievably tragic. I mean, unspeakably tragic. But also the response of neighbors helping neighbors, strangers helping strangers. That's what I think you look at around the world, and that gives you hope for humanity.
It does. It's not going to take away the families that have been affected forever and have lost people forever, but all we can do is try to respond to this in a positive way.
When we come back, we'll get back into the Preds discussion. A tough loss last night, 3-1 to the Minnesota Wild. Tough really past three or four games for them as they've been going up against better competition as their stretch run for the playoffs continues. That's next. You're listening to Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game with Robbie Stanley and Joe Rexroad.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.